from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. The pre-dawn sky was lit up by a fire that destroyed one home and damaged a second one early today at Carr's Trailer Park in the rural west end of Timmins. Fire Chief Scott Atkinson says the flame started in a shed and spread to the other structures. Several popping sounds were from small propane tanks in the shed. No one was hurt. Firefighters from the Mountjoy and Timmins stations battled the blaze. Temiskaming Cochrane MPP John Vantoff is speaking out in strong support of a private member's bill on highway safety introduced by fellow New Democrat Guy Bourgoin. It calls for more truck inspections on highways 11 and 17, truck driver license tests conducted by the MTO, and the ministry reassuming responsibility for highway maintenance. Vantoff says Northerners stand a much higher risk of being killed when they're in accidents on the two highways.
And what we've proposed in the Northern Safety Plan are solutions, short-term solutions, that will have an immediate impact. They're common sense solutions, and they will save people's lives.
Vantoff says while the Ford government wants a tunnel under the 401, it's ignoring the fact that 11 and 17 are the Trans-Canada Highway and cut right through the north. Marking Seniors Month in Ontario, there's a Seniors Fair next Wednesday, June 18th, at the McIntyre Arena. United Way Regional Manager Jennifer Gorman says it's on from 10 until 3 for anyone 50 and over to connect with information on health and recreation services, housing supports, mobility, and others.
Admission is free for seniors, and it includes live entertainment and lunch as well. There'll also be some Tai Chi demonstrations throughout the time.
Lunch is soup and sandwiches, and the live entertainment is music from the Timmins Symphony Orchestra. This morning, our local history feature dealt with amalgamation in Timmins in 1973 and adoption of the term alderman for a city councillor. Local historian Karen Bachman says it's still used in a handful of Ontario and Alberta communities, but Timmins reverted to councillor in the early 90s. Alderman could be considered sexist. Bachman notes that since 1973, there have been women on council.
At least one woman since amalgamation. We also had a reeve in the 1920s for Tisdale Township that was a woman. There's a long history of that as well within the community.
The first post-amalgamation council had a mayor and 14 councillors. It was reduced to 8 councillors in 1978.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.